Here's a thought I'll title The Unexpected Project. If you've been listening for a while, you've probably heard me recommend PBWA, Photography by Wandering Around. And that's essentially what I've been doing for the last month or so, wandering around. And the root of this strategy came from some of the best advice I've ever heard from a workshop instructor, whose name was Stuart Harvey. He was one of the founders of the Portland Photographic Workshops and was an early influencer in my photography. He said that the best photographers are the ones who spend the most time out photographing. Hard to argue with that, isn't it? I remember he also said that the word photographer is a verb, or should be, because photographer means we are doing something, even if that's just thinking about photography. But how this ties to the unexpected project is when he said, wherever you find yourself photographing and there's a great scene in front of you, before you pack up your camera and put everything away, turn around 180 degrees and see what's behind you, because more often than not, you'll find there's something interesting to photograph exactly 180 degrees away from the way you're pointing your camera. At first, I thought this sounded like fairly silly advice, except for I found it true. When I specifically started using his advice and turning myself around 180 degrees before I packed up the camera, it was amazing how many times I found an interesting photograph there, and I realized it had to do with the place and the light and the subject I was photographing. And just because I chose to point my camera in one direction doesn't mean that the place or the light or the mood or my mindset was set to something else. And so turning around 180 degrees often found a new subject, a new photograph. Although I first got that advice from Stuart Harvey some 40-plus years ago now, I used it the other day. We were up photographing near Telluride, and there was a pull-off by the side of the road and a beautiful view across a valley to a hillside of golden aspens and just spectacular scenery, a little cloud mist coming in and revealing and covering and revealing and covering the far side of the valley. It was beautiful. It was fantastic. It was great. And then I turned around 180 degrees. And behind me, across the road, was a rock wall that had probably been formed, I guess, when they carved out a little space for the road. And the rock wall was fantastic. It had beautiful colors, lovely granite, all kinds of angular shapes. It was sort of Picasso and Mondrian and nature photography all rolled into one. So I spent a few minutes photographing the beautiful scenery across the valley, and then spent about an hour photographing on the rock wall on the opposite side of the road. My trip is not yet done, but so far, that rock wall is the project that I've photographed that has me most excited, more than all the other landscapes, more than all the other projects. By the way, I've now been on the road 43 days and have 25 separate projects that I'm very excited about. But that rock wall, that's the one that really has my heart beating a little faster. And what's so fascinating to me is that I would have never seen the rock wall. I would have never been tempted to even look in that direction had it not been for that advice from Stuart Harvey from that early, early workshop. And somehow it seems as though a strategy I've mostly unconsciously developed is the fusion of PBWA and turnaround 180 degrees. So there you go. Maybe an interesting habit that you could employ in your wandering around looking for photographs.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.